Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today
is Friday, March the 20th. Friday, March the 20th, 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to go down a little history lesson, about the good old U.S. of A. Today, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the metaphysics and the hidden history of America. The metaphysics and the hidden history of America, what we know as America anyway. And so my brothers and my sisters, we've all been taught that this is the home of the free and the land of the brave. We were always taught that this country was founded upon spiritual principles. Our founding fathers were Christians. They were good, God-fearing men and women of America. But we want to go back a little further, and we want to talk about something that goes a little deeper than the land and the men that found it. We want to talk about the name of America. So the name of America, what it is, what does it mean, where does it come from? Now, as you know, for me, man is name, and name is man. And so the metaphysics of this word America came from America and Ameriku and Americas and Amerigo. And we end up with America. So we must understand. And we must trace back the roots to the gentleman by the name of America Vespucian or Vespucia. And then we got to go to Amerigo Vespucian when he discovered the New World, or what we call America. But we have to look at the name. But you should be asking yourself, why devote an entire show, an entire hour to the name? Now, brothers and sisters, as you know, man is name and name is man. One of the most important things that I have the opportunity to do is break down people's names. In fact, I do that for a living. The majority of my income, or everything that I do, comes from name. And so when I say man is name and name is man, I have a little different vibe, if you will, or overstanding, because I understand the Kabbalistic history of the Cabal, C-A-B-A-L. The Cabal is what has established what we call the paradise bird or the strong wind. And so when I say name, what do I mean when I say name? Well, I do name and birth charts or birth reports along with blood and along with everything that sums up your mind, your personality, your traits, your ideals, your desires, your ambitions, based upon the strong wind, based upon how the Creator originally designed you, even though it was manipulated, and even though this birth path, this life path that you are, this is your innate abilities that's been determined as you came through the atmosphere and you developed or you landed on your place and your time of birth. So the knowledge of applying the principles of open understanding how the constructive wind, the strong wind, shapes who you are. So your name establishes everything about you. So everything I want to know about you is in your name. So everything I want to know about America is in its name. So the name of America establishes America. Let's overstand. The name of America establishes America. One more time. The name, the original name of America, the birth name of America, establishes the pattern, a specific pattern, albeit it could be disastrous or successful, but it's based upon the energy of the frequency of the letters of the name. And so your degree of stability, your habits, your desires, your strengths, your weaknesses, your state of health, your state of mind, everything, your entire identity is determined by the letters, because those are sigils, but those are entities that control and allow certain wind or certain things in. So your name and your mind are one. Let's understand, your name and your mind are one. So the name and the mind or the Bible of America is one. And so the name of America is very important, because that establishes. So anything I want to know about this country, it's inside of its name. The letters, A-M-E-R-I-C-A, America, that's what we were taught, but that's not the real name. The real name is A-M-E-R-I-G-O, Amerigo. And then that was changed to Americas, M-E-R-E-I-C-A-S. Then that was changed to Ameriq, A-M-E-R-R-I-Q-U-E. And then Amarukus, A-M-A-R-U-C-A. Now, brothers and sisters, at the base, at the foundation, the term, the name, America, in its original intent, based upon the indigenous, the first people before anybody, Columbus, this other guy, Amerigo, who his name is after, before anybody showed up on this planet, on this piece of dirt, there were some indigenous people here, and the indigenous people here had a planet that they called the strong wind. This planet, I say planet, but this piece of dirt we know as America. So now we got to go through a history lesson, but first I want to make sure that everybody understands the power that's inside of the measurement, because a name has five qualitative and quantity or qualitative aspects of it. I don't want to go into that because that's a whole other study, but I need you to understand the importance of your name. That's why I do name reports. So, again, brothers and sisters, this is so important. I cannot express it enough that your name is analyzed by the 26 letters of the English alphabet that comes from the 22 letters of the Kabbal or the Kabbalah. And if you don't understand that, then everything that we are discussing will not make sense to you today. Because you will say, well, America, what does that mean? So a country is just named, what about Great Britain? Well, that word great in Britain means something that is profound. I got to do a study on that. Because if you understand, because America came from Great Britain. And so this is what is called the construction based upon the understanding of spiritual laws. That's why God would change people's names, because we live based upon a physical, mental, and spiritual law. These principles are the key to understanding how to control your life and how to bring your purpose into reality. And so if you don't understand that your name is man and man is name, you are going to struggle to understand your true purpose in life and the true purpose of this country. And so your true spiritual relationship with all things is the result of your name. So if you don't understand your name, you don't understand your purpose. If you don't understand your purpose, you don't understand how to relate. So the word America means strong wind. So if you don't understand that, then you don't understand why the Native Americans worship the elements. They didn't worship the god of the elements. They worship the wind. They worship the bear. They worship the wolf, the eagle, the tree. Everything had a entity, and it was harmonious. That was purpose. That was attained because they understood this. Now, brothers and sisters, right, wrong, or indifferent, the Native Americans, the indigenous people that were here, they understood the principle that I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. Now, that principle, that was a gentleman by the name of Tom Horn. Tom Horn, a great author, he read the same book that I read, and I don't know if I would recommend this book. It's called The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. In this book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall, he talks about a gentleman by the name of P-O-P-O-L, Popol, I guess that's how you said it, P-O-P-O-L. And he talked about the red children of the sun. Now, the red children of the sun was the Native Americans, which some people call them Indians. Now, the red children of the sun did not worship the one God. They did not worship they wasn't monotheistic, so to speak. But they were into, as I mentioned earlier, the God of forces. Now, I have a book that explains the God of forces, that it talks about it out of the Bible. So if you don't understand the God of forces, that just simply means that everything that moves, everything that's physical has a force behind it. The Native Americans understood this principle, and they didn't worship the physicality. They worshiped the force behind the physicality. Well, as a metaphysician, I don't worship the physicality. I don't worship a rock. I don't worship the force behind the rock. I worship the force that creates the force that animates the rock. And so I just trace it back. I just go one step further. I go back to the source in everything that I do. That's what we're going to do tonight. Tonight we're going back to the source of what you call America. Now, first base, let's get the party started. America, the land of Lucifer. The story behind the name that wasn't taught in American history. We were all taught Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. Everybody was taught that, right? Everybody was taught that Christopher Columbus discovered America. But when Christopher Columbus got here, there was already Masonic lodges here. The indigenous people, the Aztecs and the Incas and the Olmecs. Now, we could do a study on the Aztecs, the Incas and the Olmecs, especially the Olmecs. Because these were huge individuals that big lips and wide noses that looked like what we would call African Americans today. Now, each one of these groups, the Incas, the Aztecs, and the Olmecs, these were the red people of the sun. Now, there is a mysterious European, if you want to use that word, or Egyptian, artifact that has been found. Now, this artifact explains a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about today. There was a gentleman by the name of, again, Alberico Vespucian. Almost similar to Vespasian. His name is spelled V-E-S-P-U-C-C-I. His first name was like Albert, but Alberico. A-L-B-R-I-G-O. Alberico. I know I'm probably butchering his last name, but hey, this is, I got to go with what I know. V-E-S-P-U-C-C-I. Now, this individual came over to this country. He changed his name after his voyage to Americas. So when he got here, he met some Native Americans, and they had a name for this place. Excuse me. And I'm going to break down his name here in just a second. But when he got here, not Christopher Columbus, but this guy, Alberico. Now, what's important that we have to understand, brothers and sisters, and we got to remember that there was people already here. So how can you discover something and somebody's already here? So they should have went to the Aztecs and the Incas and the Olmecs, and they should have asked them, okay, what is this place? How long has it been here? And what is this all about? Now, the Aztecs, you guys know that the ancient Aztecs, they were pagans. They was really, really, really into human sacrifice, blood sacrifices to their gods. And their god name was Quetzalcoatl. I was to butcher his name as well. It's Q-U-E-T-Z-A-L, I had the pronunciation earlier. Let me pull it back up again, because this one is kind of important. And the reason that we have to understand the gods that were already here. Now, remember, they came over and they tried to Christianize these Native Americans, and so what they do? You either adapt or you get killed. That's interesting. Christianity is supposed to be a gospel of love, right? And so this guy's name, this God's name that was already here, very important. Let me pull that through. I got my microphone on. No, I don't. And so I want you guys to hear the quick pronunciation of this name. Quetzalcoatl. I don't know if you guys can hear that. But that was the name of the true God that was here. Now, why is that important? Because we came over and we said that, yeah, we don't like that God. We got another God. But who was that God that was already here? Because that God gave this piece of dirt a name. And so the piece of dirt has a spirit already here. And so that means you got to usurp that spirit with another spirit. Now, let me play it again. And this is the God that was already here.
Quetzalcoatl.
Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl. It means feathered serpent. Now, there is a god here named Feathered Serpent. So America is the land of the feathered serpent. When Columbus and this knucklehead, Alberico Vespucian, or whatever his name was, spelled V-E-S-P-U-C-C-I, they got here. Now, his name, his last name was V-E-S-P-U-C-C-I. And when he left here, his name was changed to Amerigo. Not America, Amerigo. A-M-E-R-I-G-O. Where did he get that name from, and why did he change his name? We're going to get to that in just a second. He comes here, he leaves. His last name is changed after he meets the Native Americans that are already here. And he changed his name to Amerigo, which is one of the names of America before it became America. And remember that name, Amerigo, means strong wind. And now remember, Quetzalcoatl, again, means feathered serpent. Now we know that the name Bene Ha Nakash means shiny ones, shiny serpent. Now that's the Aztecs. Now, we have the Incas. They were here also. Now, again, We're talking about the history of America and that Incas had a huge empire, and they stretched all from, you know, down Mexico, Colombia, all the way up. Excuse me. And what we have to understand, brothers and sisters, is each one of these groups of people were already here. I got to keep expressing that. They were already, they didn't come over here by boats. They were here when everybody else discovered them. Now, that's really interesting to me that you can discover. I can go to your house, and you live there. And I go to your house and say, you know what, this is my house. I claim this house in the name of Great Britain or the name of whoever. And you say, no, homie, this is my house. I live here. No, I discovered it. So how can you discover something that's already been discovered? Blows my mind. But that's what happened. They came over here and they said that we claimed this land in the name of, you know, whatever country that they was from. And so the Incas, again, they was polytheistic. They worshiped many gods. There was one particular sun god, Inti, I guess, kind of like Inky. And they worshiped that particular god, which is similar to or was a little different from the other god, which I mean feather serpent. This god, the Incas, they worship a sun god. And so they believe in sun worship, and they believe in the patron deity, Inca, or what it's called, Inti, just like Inki. Very similar to the Egyptian god, Inki, or the Sumerian god. Okay, we got that. So we got the Aztecs, we got the Incas. There was one more group of people that was here, but they was more down in Central America. But again, they were here as well. Those were the Olmecs. Now, the Olmecs down was primarily down in Mexico, but they also was in the Americas or the America. Now, they are considered the first major civilization on this particular piece of dirt that we call America. Now, they were known because they have these huge, colossal heads. All of their statues were huge, and the Olmecs was really into a lot of ritual bloodletting and same thing, sacrificing, because, again, Molech. And so the Olmecs, again, same thing, they come or they had a god that they worship. Now, this word Olmec basically means rubber or rope. It means a rubber lineage. And they had a god, Tecla, I can't even pronounce his name either, but was very similar. It means plumed serpent. So we got a feathered serpent, we got a plumed serpent, and we got a sun. And so the plumed serpent, the feathered serpent, and the sun, these were all, again, serpentine. Everybody here was serpentine worshipers, so to speak, when whoever came over here got here. Now, that's the basic stuff. Now we're going to get to the good part. So you guys got to strap in. So America, again, was named after, in December, this guy, again, went back. I'm going to skip some of the stuff, all of the basic stuff, because you guys can go to Google and history and do it. If you guys are history buffs, and see how this guy, Amerigo, changed his name. And then there was an Indian group here called AmeriQ, AmeriQe. And so on December the 9th of 1508, Amerigo again with the Indians that was here that was called AmeriQ changed the name again of this or recorded the name of this piece of land as or after this Native Americans that were already here. AmeriQ. And so, again, that was spelled, that was the first original recorded name, and that took place on December the 9th of 1508. And so we want to start with that name, although the Amerigo was a name that they used as well, but this name, AmeriQe, AmeriQ, was one of the first names that was recorded for this piece of dirt that we call America. Now, what's important that we over and understand, my brothers and sisters, is that when we talk about history, it is a history. Now, people will argue and say that there are different pieces of history. And a lot of these histories are actually true. And so what you got to really realize is that a lot of this stuff is not an either or, it's and. And so we can start off with Amerigo. That was a name. And then it went to the A-M-M-E-R-R-I-Q, Ameri-Q. And so we've got to look at these, each one of these names, because each one of these names establish a certain part or a certain attribute of the naming of America. And so the naming of America is the result of all of this history from this guy by the name of Amerigo Vespucin, A-V-S-P-U-C-C-I, and again, I don't really know the correct pronunciation of that name. But that name means strong wind. And so if we go back again, Christopher Columbus really didn't do too much when he came over here. Everything was pretty much already done. He gets all of the credit. I'm not sure why. Now, we didn't talk about the Mayas. That was besides the Aztecs, the Incas, and the Olmecs. That was other Native Americans. There was other groups here as well. I just mentioned the big three. But there was a lot of other Native Americans that was here. One of those groups, besides the Mayas, was also the Ameri-Q, which means a group of Indians that they said that the name of this country, America or Ameri-Q, in the Mayan language means strong wind or land of the wind. Let me make sure that we are all on the same page. The original name of this country that you live in, again, if you listen to this show and you're in America, was and is the land of the wind. This word, A-M-E-R-R-I-Q-U-E, in Maya, Mayan, and Inca, Aztec, the Olmecs, all of these Native Americans that were here, and that was one particular group of Native Americans, and they were found down in what's called the Yucatan. If you look at all the history, these were the original people. This was their original country. It was named after them. Their name established, again, the frequency, the wave, the vibration of this country. And so this country was established as the wind, the land of the wind. And so if we understand what that means, it has some other words. It says it can also mean the land of the strong air, the land of the strong spirit, the land of the strong breath. And so what this exactly means is the spirit of the air. And so these Native Americans, again, worship the spirit of the air. Now, we know an individual, he's called the prince of the air. And the reason why I'm doing today's show is because, again, I hear all these people tell me how great our founding fathers were. Well, that's great. I don't really care if they were Christians or not, because there was somebody here before. They didn't found this country. There was people already here, the indigenous people of this country. They are the ones that named this country and established the ruling disposition of this country. So if you don't understand that, you can change your name all you want. But you are what I call genetically imprinted when you're born. That's why I do DNA reports. That's why I got to find your first name. People know my story. My name was changed 3 times within my first 6 years on the planet. And so every time my name changed, my disposition changed. And so if you don't understand that, if you don't know the name that's on your original birth certificate, that's the imprinting. That's your DNA. Now, I can manipulate and change your DNA by calling you a surname. That's what happened in America. But the base name never changed. That's the ruling disposition. That's the strong man. That's the person you got to deal with. So what we got to deal with in this country is the spirit of the air. Now, they all worship the spirit of the air. All of the indigenous people, especially the Mayas, they recognize the creator. And they call the creator the great feathered serpent. Now, again, down in, what's the name I read, the guy down in Yucatan, the Quetzalcoatl, that name that we mentioned earlier, his name means feathered serpent. So it is this feather serpent that controls the spirit of the air or the air on this piece of dirt. All of the Aztecs, because all of the Native Americans on this rock, on this piece of dirt, understood that. Manly P. Hall, Everybody talks about Manny P. Hall. Again, Freemason, one of the guys who wrote a lot of esoteric stuff. You know, Helen Blavatsky, David Icke, a lot of these guys, all of these guys is inside these secret societies. They all know this stuff. Most believers have never heard of this. But if you look at, again, the secret teachings of all ages, Manny P. Hall's book, he talked about the plum serpent. And then, again, those three gods, the plum serpent, the feather serpent, and the sun god. Now, these three gods were already here. And so when we talk about America, that's what we have to start at. We have to start with understanding the metaphysics. So metaphysics means the history. The metaphysics means the ruling disposition behind the physical object. So you go out, you live in America, you walk outside, I own a piece of dirt in America. My house sits on this piece of dirt. And so when I look at this piece of dirt has a vibe, has a frequency that has to be changed. The vibe or that frequency on this piece of dirt that my house is on is the feathered serpent. It's the plum serpent. It's the sun god. It is the ruling disposition. It is the spirit of the air we know as the prince of the air. But the Native Americans didn't say prince. They said spirit. So it's still, again, the air that we're dealing with. And so if you don't understand that, brothers, you don't understand why you are in a war. All of the priests understood this flying dragon that they call the plumed or the feathered serpent. All of the quote-unquote red men, the Native Americans that were here, they remained true to the ancient religions. They didn't care. I mean, you guys know they gave them, you know, blankets that had chicken pops on them. You know, they tricked them, they conned them, they manipulated them. They just, like always, they abused them to try to get them to convert. But they didn't. But the thing that's really, really important that I want to focus on, my brothers and sisters, is the frequency of the vibe of the prince of the air, the feathered serpent that controls this land. Now, all of the Masons, all of Masonic lodges, all of the secret societies, excuse me, pay homage to this feathered serpent. Okay, the question is how? If you look at all of the ancient texts, all of the serpent legends, every country on the planet, when I was stationed in the Far East, when I was stationed in Okinawa, when I was stationed in Korea, when I was stationed in the mainland Japan, every Sesame morning they had cherry blossoms in Japan. Guess what they had? Dragons. Everybody has a dragon or they have a serpent. They have some type of serpentine worship. Every planet, every culture, if you trace it back, there is a serpent. Now, we know the angel that was thrown down from heaven, if you want to use that term, again, Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, whatever word you want to use, the land of the plumed serpent. Now, we know the fiery serpent because that's the name in the Hebrew, Bnei HaNakash. Now, I've done many shows on that. Well, not many, but I've done a few shows on that. But what we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is when we start looking at the word A-M-E-R-R-I-Q-U-E, again, which means the perpetual moving of the strong wind, or the land of the strong wind, or the land or the spirit of the wind. So they believe that the spirit of the wind is or was God. Now, this spirit, as we know it, is, again, he's the prince of the air. He's the little g, the god of this world. Now, the Native Americans, they understood that. They didn't have the Christian version until, again, all of the guys with Christopher Columbo came over here and tried to Christianize or try to bring Christianity, and they slaughtered them because these guys didn't want to convert. And so this vibe or this frequency, this plumed serpent and this feathered serpent is what we have to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. So when we say plumed serpent, what are we saying? The plum serpent, brothers and sisters, is a very, very interesting because the plum serpent and the feather serpent are technically or similar or one and the same. It's kind of like the word Satan and the word Lucifer and the word Beelzebub and the word Asmodeus and the word Leviathan and all of these different names that are they talking about the same entity? This was all pre-Christian religion. And so when we talk about the plumed serpent and the feathered serpent, we're still talking about the prince of the air. Regardless of whether you call him plumed or feathered, he is still the prince of the air. He's still the ruling disposition. He's still worshiped. He's still the cosmogrator. So inside of my book, The Cosmogrator, I break all of this down on a deeper level. Now, the reason that I wanted to do the show about America, America, brothers and sisters, is a land founded by the feathered serpent. It is the worship of the feathered serpent that is known throughout all of history. Now, we came over and we changed the name of the feathered serpent, and we changed his name to God. And so when we say in God we trust, nobody asks. I never asked. When I look at my dollar bill and it says, when I went into the military and it says, raise your right hand, I solemnly swear to protect and defend, protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and went on and blah, blah, blah. I never asked what God. Nobody does. But our founding fathers, who were Masons, they overstood something that you and I didn't over, or don't understand. They understood that the foundation of the United States was Masonic. Now, what do I mean? Remember that dude John Horn I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show? He wrote a book called Apollyon Rising. So in this book, Apollyon Rising, John Horn kind of goes through and he explains and he talks about the United States and how the history, if you want to use that word, of these United States. Now, the reason why this is so important, brothers and sisters, is because this is history. This isn't a belief system. This isn't religion. This isn't something that you can make up. This actually happened. So Tom Horn did a lot of great research in his book, Apollyon Rising. And in his book, he talks about the same thing that I just expressed, something that, again, Manly P. Hall also researched and expressed, the red children of the sun. The red children of the sun, they didn't worship the one true God. They worshiped the forces that was animated by the one true God. Now, you could say that that's kind of not a problem, but it's like me worshiping the hammer instead of worshiping the God or the creator of the hammer, or me worshiping my house instead of worshiping the architect or the builder of the house. And so we got to trace it back. So when we talk about God, when we talk about worship, when we talk about this country that we live in, we must understand that the children of the sun worship the plumed or the feathered serpent, who they believe was a messenger from the sun. So they worship the sun. They worship the sun god. Now, all of this follows in line with Egyptology. That is the ruling disposition of Ameriku, this country that we live in. And so if we don't start there, brothers and sisters, we go under the assumption that this country was founded on, as I was always taught, biblical. Now, there's a picture of Quetzalcoatl or whatever his name, and this dude is huge. I don't know, 15 feet tall. And so if you go to Google, type in his name, click on images, you'll see a picture of this feathered serpent or this plumed serpent. Now, the reason why, brothers and sisters, that this is so important is that man is name and name is man. And so if you don't start with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, what is being presented to us is that all of the secret societies under open understand that Lucifer is the angel of light. As you guys know, if you listen to my previous show, you know that Lucifer's name does not appear in no ancient text. You know that the name Lucifer is an addition by the Latin Vulgate. It's nowhere in the Septuagint. It's nowhere in the Samaritan text. And so the Latin Vulgate introduces the name Lucifer. Now, the reason why this is important is because the true fallen entity that is known as Satan is pinning the rap on Lucifer. So Lucifer is the angel of light. It is considered who takes on the form of a serpent. He assists mankind, if you will, in partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Lucifer and Satan is not the same thing. Now, Lucifer, according to the higher-ups, Lucifer is considered a benevolent serpent god. Benevolent, good. Now, this is what they believe. This is why they are so adamant. They believe that Jehovah, which I believe too, is an evil entity who tries to keep mankind in the dark. Jehovah means storm god, god of noise, thunder. That's why in most of the Old Testament, when you see God, it's always lightning and thundering or storm. It's always something to do with storms. That's what the name means. Now, what they are doing is playing both sides of the fence. They either give you Lucifer or they either give you Jehovah. Where's Yahuwah? Now, we're talking about the word Yahweh. Now, again, these names can be traced back to Canaanite deities from the land of Ur, or Ur, Ur. Now, the cosmogrator is not stupid. So what he does and did is he married or he meshes or he comes up with the names that are identical to the father's name. Because remember his goal that he talks about in Isaiah 14:12. I want to be like the Most High. So I talked about the twin Christ. Again, I have the book. Very important book. I'm saving that. I'm going to do that show later on in the year. That show may be a pay-per-view show because it's so dangerous. Now, you can start your own study. You ain't got to buy nothing from me. You can go to Google and type it in. You can do your own research. I just have done more research than most people because, again, I have the time to do it because I've devoted my life to this. So this wasn't a hobby for me. I needed to find the truth, not a truth, because everybody that got to my level, they left Christ, and I needed to find out why. And this is why. It is the under, over, and understand that if you are seeking the truest knowledge, the ancient serpent legends go all the way back to the feathered god, and all through history, this feathered serpent or this plumed serpent comes up, not Satan. Satan gets a bad rap for a lot of stuff. Now, again, he does a lot of stuff too, but Lucifer and Satan are not the same thing. Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahuwah are not the same thing. But inside of your Bible, they are listed as the same thing. And so how do you know the difference? Because all the names now have been muddied. They just threw all the names in together. So when you see God, when you see Lord, when you see Adonai, when you see Elohim, when you see Eloah, look up the definitions of those words in the Greek or the Hebrew. You'll blow your cookies. I encourage, I implore, I beg, and I plead and ask that everyone, when you read the Bible, that you have your strong concordance next to you. And every time you see the word Lord, especially if it's in all capital letters, look it up. We see the God Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Elion. All of these are different names, but they are different gods. That's what the first Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So if God said you should have, why would he say you should have no other gods if there wasn't no other gods? So the cosmogrator, the secret societies, this is what they do. They give you a pantheon of gods. They don't care which one you choose, they're all the same. They all are part of the strong wind. 2 Thessalonians said God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. That word, the lie, you can go to Google and type in the lie. You know what comes up? Aruman. Now, many people have never heard of Aruman. The word Aruman means evil brother. That's why I got the twin Christ. Most people have never heard of that. Most people don't understand. And I've challenged everyone to go to Exodus 33 and look up the definition when God hid Moses in the cliff. Look it up for yourself and look up the definitions of that God. And all of the gods, every time you read any scriptures, look up the definitions of these gods. Because the same thing that happened here in America happened here when Constantine took over. Now, you say, brother, but what are you saying? Basically, brother, sister, when we look at Osiris, when we look at Enki, when we look at Enel, when we look at King Anu, when we look at the Sumerian text, all of these are, again, different gods, but their names have changed, but they represent the same wind. They represent the same vibration. They represent the same frequency. And so what Lucifer is doing is he's playing a shell game. And so the Greeks were part of the shell game. The Romans were part of the shell game. The Babylonians, all of the Moabites, any word that ends in bites, were all part of the shell game. America is a product of a shell game. The scriptures, the ancient text talks about that the jinn were here before Adam. Now, you may or may not know that there are three creations, one fire, one light, one clay. And so there are, again, different entities over these three creations. And so the Native Americans worshipped, again, the entity that was over fire. They didn't worship the entity that was over the light or that was over the clay. Now, I can't say there's anything wrong with that because that's all they had. That's all they understood. That's all they knew. But we have more knowledge. We have more information. We are living in the age where the Father is removing all of the smoke and the mirrors where you can see clearly. And so my job is to help you to see through all of the smoke and mirrors. Because if you think that this country that we live in was founded on biblical principles, then you are sorely mistaken. There is a, again, the name of the word America means strong wind. Now, that strong wind, again, or spirit of the air, is the prince of the air. Now, I've broken this down before, so this will be really quick, and we'll wrap this message up. Now that we know that this country means, the word means strong wind, the word, again, for this country, the name of this country that we live in, and a lot of people may not like it, it means the land of the feathered serpent. The word America means land of the feathered serpent, land of the plumed serpent, or land of Lucifer. Now, I don't care how you slice it up, brothers and sisters, America means land of Lucifer. America means land of the wind or the prince of the wind. It means the land of the plumed or the land of the feathered serpent. All of these definitions, all of these terms are exactly the same. I don't care how you slice it up, brothers and sisters, it all means the same. Now that we know that, now we need to check out who or what does that mean? You say, okay, Brother Will, so it means land. So what does that mean? How does that affect me? So I'm living in on a piece of dirt that has a frequency, a wave, or a vibration. So when I go to a city, every city, now when I say New Orleans, what comes to your mind? You should think Mardi Gras, partying. If I say Las Vegas, what comes to your mind? If I say San Francisco, what comes to your mind? If I say Dallas, Texas, what comes to your mind? Every city has a ruling disposition, or a viceroy, or a wind. That's who we are up against. The reason why this is so important, brothers, is because you live in a city, or you live in a country where you're fighting against, and you think it's me, or you think it's the white man, the black man, the blue man. That's not your enemy. Your enemy? Oh, he's the prince of the air. He's the plumed serpent. He's the feathered serpent. This is the land of Lucifer. This is the land of the prince of the air. Now, what does that mean? Well, Ephesians 6:12 tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, one, against powers, two, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, three, against spiritual wickedness in high places in the atmosphere. Now, you ever notice that on earth, anything underneath the atmosphere is subjected to what? Now, I mentioned this earlier in my noon show. It is subject to the laws of gravity. What happens when you take something past or outside of this atmosphere or this environment? So now the prince of the air, that's what the word America means. The word America, again, means the land that belongs to the prince of the air, who is in the form of the plumed serpent, the feathered serpent, or Lucifer. Lucy, female, Lucifer, male. So now that we know that, that's who our enemy is. So we got to put on the whole armor of God, because why? That's who we're fighting against. So I'm not your enemy. The government is not your enemy. The enemy is the ruler. He's the prince of the air. Now, brothers and sisters, when we talk about the prince of the air, we got to under and understand what we mean, what we're talking about when I say prince of the air. Ephesians 2 says, wherefore in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, in times past, according to the prince of the power of the air. the spirit that is now working in the children of disobedience. So there's a prince that has power over the air. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but we could get into some very, very serious quantum physics, because quantum physics says that, you know, the air is what we breathe, oxygen, H2O. Now, I broke down the metaphysics of oxygen. Now, oxygen is oxygen. It is hydrogen. This is the genes or the genetics of God that has been manipulated. And so when we understand, you know, oxygen, we're talking about the genetic code, again, of a all-present God. Now, the reason that I bring that up, brothers and sisters, is because that when you are in a spiritual battle, you must elevate your consciousness above this atmosphere. When we read in the book of Daniel, when Daniel prayed, he said that the prince of Persia withstood me 21 days. He was fighting the prince of Persia through the atmosphere. Now, the atmosphere is an interesting word. It is an interesting term because there are different layers of the atmosphere. Now, depending on who you talk to, you know, I like to go because there's five platonic solids, there's five letters in the Hashem, there's five gospels, there's five layers in the Word of God based upon Hebrews 4:12. There's five elements that make up man, that make up mankind, and there's five layers of the atmosphere. So if you go to Google and just type in atmosphere or layers of the atmosphere, you will see that you have to go through five dimensions. So you got a five-dimensional book for each dimension that you got to wage war. Now, most believers, like I talk about, I compare religion, spirituality, to the game of baseball. Because most people think the game of baseball is just to get on the team. Or maybe they get up to bat. But the object of the game of baseball is not to get to first base or second base. The object of the game of baseball is, number one, hit the ball. Number two, go to first base, go to second base, go to third base, and cross home plate. And cross home plate and hit the umpire, declare that you are safe or saved. That is the object of the game of baseball. That is the object of spiritual warfare. That is why you need to understand that this land that you are gazing, anything you want, you got to fight for it on five dimensions. Now, the atmosphere consists of the troposphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the thermosphere, and the exosphere. Each one of these spheres, now that's a word for you as well. So when we are dealing with the atmosphere, that is Luciferian. Now, I've done a show that explains ether is Luciferian. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing or a good thing. It just is what it is. It interferes. That's what the word means. It interferes with the light. And so if you understand that, that means that there's an interference in your life. So this atmosphere, this gravity, keeps you hostage here. Now, we were taught that this is our friend. I don't know about you, but all of the elements of the earth, I was taught, is my friend, meaning that my body is my friend, but my body is a cage for my spirit. There is a celestial sphere, S-P-H-E-R-E, sphere. So the atmosphere, S-P-H-E-R-E. There are different layers of this sphere. Now, that means, again, it has to do with space. It has to do with time. It has to do with matter. So space, time, and matter, again, is the triune hex that traps light. So when we're talking about the earth, and when we're talking about, again, America, only thing that we're talking about is understanding that America has a ruling entity that his job is to keep you trapped inside of the land of the plumed serpent, inside of the land of the feathered serpent. And that's why you see serpentine worship or the kundalini or yoga being promoted in this country. You will find that everybody now will start wanting to ascend or activate their kundalini or activate their third eye. Just watch the news. Watch. Everybody's going to start promoting ascended masters, because that is, again, a medicule. That's the spirit. That's the ruling disposition. That is the serpentine. inside of every person listening to this show, you have a reptile brain that's left over from, again, the reptilians. Now, most people don't understand that they used to be a reptilian. That's another study for another time. You say, well, brother, I don't know about all that. Well, go to, just look at the human body. Because the kingdom of God is within. Now, the reptilian brain has a paleo brain sitting on top of it, which means paleo means old. And on top of the paleo brain is the neo brain. Neo means new. So you got the new cortex, or the neocortex, sitting on top of the old cortex, or the paleocortex, that sits on top of the reptile, or the reptilian cortex. Now, the reptile is supposed to be dead. Well, the god of the reptiles is trying to reactivate it. He wants you to operate in fear, doubt, and unbelief. So that's the only way to activate it. So when you go to school, when you watch the news, when you eat your food, when you breathe the air, when you drink the water, everything is designed to activate the reptile brain. Now, the Father has already done the job when he sent the Son to deactivate the reptile brain, to deactivate the reptilians, the feathered serpent. But the serpent, he ain't going away without a fight. So we are living in the land that recognizes the name and the heritage of the feathered serpent, not the Father, the incomprehensible, ineffable Father of light. And so when you go and pray to the Father of light, you got to go through five ethers or elements or spheres or atmospheres. So it's going to take time. That's why you got to understand that you are in a spiritual war. This is an atmosphere. This is an atmospheric war. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand why it takes time for whatever you pray for to manifest or to happen. This, my brothers and sisters, is understanding the history of your name. Now, your name is exactly like the name of this country. Your name has a history. Your name has a meaning. Your name has strengths, characteristics, and weaknesses. Now, everyone listening to the show, you should know at least what your name means. There's a great resource, and I'll give you guys this one for free. I don't use it because it's more Kabbalistic, but at least it's something. I prefer that you guys, again, use a theocentric, that's something that's based upon biblical alphanumerics, that understands that the Kabbalist took something and tried to turn it into a system, and they started worshiping letters and symbols and sigils instead of the God of the letters, the symbols, and the sigils. And so the same thing that the Native Americans did. Now, tomorrow's show, again, I'm going to talk about the difference between causality and morality. Now, I was debating on whether to do that show, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because that's the difference between, again, America or Mary Q and America and Amerigo. What does that mean? There's five layers. And so you could get pigeonholed on any one of these layers. That's how the devil gets you. The enemy knows that when I research one word, every word I read inside of the Bible, I go five layers deep. Now, you guys know that that's called didactic discourse. All of my regular listeners know that that's what I do all day, every day. I take one word and I go five letters deep to get to its original meaning. Now, most Reverend Dr. Bishops, no disrespect, they go to the first level. They look it up in the Greek and then they preach it. Nothing wrong with that. That is a truth, but that is not the truth. I don't want a truth. I don't want a version. What I gave you today is a version of American history. There is other truths as well. When Christopher Columbus came over here, what he did, that is a truth. Now, what I gave to you not only was a truth, we went five levels deep. We went through all of the names. We went through America. We went through Amerigo. We went through Americus. We went through AmeriQ. And we went through Ameruka. Five names. Five names for one piece of dirt. Those names, again, AmeRuca. Now, you could do a research on each one of those names. And each one of them names will give you an attribute or quality of the prince of the air. So that way you know your enemy. Five levels deep. Every time you study anything, at least when you're dealing with me, that's why these shows take so long. That's why they're drawn out. That's why they're a little dry. And that's why it's hard for people to listen. Because it's didactic. The word didactic actually means boring teaching. That's how Yahushua taught. That's why a lot of people could not stomach his teaching. They would sit there and after an hour, like, man, I'm out. I'm going to go watch cartoons. I'm going to go watch the football game. I understand that. I got to study this. But trust me, the truth is way more important than me getting bored. I don't get bored. I understand that you guys may get bored because y'all just sitting here listening to me run on. So those five names for this one country is A-M-A-R-U-C-A. Next is A-M-E-R-R-I-Q-U-E. Next is A-M-E-R-I-C-A-S. Next is A-M-E-R-I-G-O. And last is A-M-E-R-I-C-A, America. And so if you don't understand that America is a five-dimensional country, if you don't understand you serve a five-dimensional God, if you don't understand that there's five gospels, if you don't understand that there's five letters in the name of the Hashem, if you don't understand that there's four elements, I'm sorry, five elements, but you only got four. Notice how they only give you four? So we got the name of God. His name is Yahweh. We got YHVH. Where's the other? Where's the Shin? They took it out. So we got Matthew, Mark, Luke, Don. Where's Thomas? They took it out. So you got hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon. Where's melanin? They took it out. So they take out one, and the enemy knows that you're going to settle. The enemy knows that you're not going to look for that fifth element. Bruce Willis came out with that movie called The Fifth Element, and that's what the movie was about. There's another piece of the puzzle that's not on the table. And unless you search for it as silver, unless you seek for it as gold, you can't find it. So my brothers and sisters, make sure that you get all five elements, all five pieces of the puzzle, anytime you are engaged in any type of didactic discourse, whether we're talking about this great country of America. Because, again, what the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn around and use for good. And so, excuse me, I talk about a lot of bad stuff. But anytime you get a little disheartened, go to Ephesians chapter 2. Anytime you get a little disheartened at the stuff that I teach, that's all you got to do. In fact, at the end of every message that I give, because I talk about so much negative stuff, you have to read Ephesians chapter 2. You have to. Because Ephesians chapter 2 talks about the new man. The two seeds that are far off come together to create one new man. That is why Yahushua is the central theme in every argument. That where it always comes down to Yahushua. Now, you can say the name Jesus. You can say because the Bible says that many people will come with a name. And they're going to drop the name. And he will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. The book of Revelation says that his name is the Word of God. So his name is the entire book. So don't get pigeonholed and caught up like I spent, 2 years in the sacred name movement. 2 years studying and reading, going through all this sacred name stuff. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm glad I went. So now when somebody come up to me and they tell me that his name, you can only use this name, I say, really? Now, you might want to go read my book about the infallible, inevitable name. And so that way you can understand that the Word of God is his name. So you can narrow him down. All you're doing is limiting, and you're going to have a limited God. I serve the incomprehensible, infathomable Father of light. Notice he's not a light. He's the Father of light. So the enemy comes. Now remember, he's transformed himself into an angel of light. He's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. Every church I've ever been to, they preach righteousness. That's Luciferian. You can't give something that you don't have. Now, people don't understand what that means. That's the difference between morality and causality. So you're preaching against moral behavior. How about we preach against the cause of moral behavior? What causes me to be immoral? What causes you to be immoral? Let's preach a bit. Don't tell me what I'm doing. Tell me why I'm doing it. So if I got a problem, and I'm a klepto. I like to steal stuff. And you catch me stealing. And you say, come up to me and say, hey, man, you stealing. Okay, yeah, I know that. Your next question would be, why are you stealing? That way you can understand, because whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. That is why we do these long shows and this didactic teaching. That's why I got these 10 books coming out now. These 10 books, brothers and sisters, for 2005, I'm closing, is very 2005. 2015 is very important. Because in this, again, one of the most important messages is the twin flames or the twin Christ. Now, this is a very important piece of the puzzle. The book I just published, The Ontology, The Ontological History of Mankind. Everybody that doesn't have a copy of that book, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, The Ontology of Mankind. Now, the word ontology, O-N-T-O-L-O-G-Y, means the metaphysics of the nature of being. It means onto and ology, O-N-T-O and ology, two words. Now, we know ology means, it means logos, because, again, we've got many shows on the word logos, the word of God. And but the word onto, onto, it means a combining, or it means to form a being. And so the ontological history of mankind is how mankind became into existence from or based on the word of God, ontological. The ontological history of mankind, it means the essence or the being based on the word of God. There are some beings on the planet that are OPs and organic portals. Their being, their essence, their spirit is not based on the word of God. It's based on the cosmic law to them. I talk to them all the time. They contact me by listening to my shows. You guys, this is not a game. This is real life. I deal with it every day. That is why we have to do shows like today. It may have been a little boring, but you need to know the history. Because once you know the history, okay, then you don't walk around thinking that this country was founded on biblical principles. Now, biblical principles have been introduced, but the original, this country belongs to a feathered serpent god, the plumed serpent, a.k.a. Lucifer, the prince of the air, the spirit of the strong wind, America. My brothers and my sisters, again, join me, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Go to the website. Again, look at any one of the 50 books that I already have out. All this stuff is available at my website, masterteacher33.com. Thank everyone so much for listening. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, and always, my I will see you. God bless you.
With thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a stand in it when you can take your courage out? Why take a stand in it when you can take your courage out? Let's make them feel it. We ain't even got a curse at all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt at all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's in misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to